Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 478 of the Story Hacker podcast. And not only that, it's also the first episode of 2021. Welcome, friends. Thanks for listening. And I thought it would be really useful today, partly for me, perhaps for you, perhaps for you, just to remind ourselves of what this podcast is, what it's about, and why it's worth our time. And I think if you've been listening for a while, you might have heard episode 450, where I talk about how this is clearly the worst named podcast in the world. And that's partly because we've evolved so far past hacks. I mean, I think, you know, when I started it, obviously in 2019, I didn't know what it would become. And I think I envisaged something that much more kind of short-term tactics, much more sort of copywriting tips and tricks and what have you. And of course, Story Hacker has evolved into something quite different. Of course, we are talking about tools and techniques and using examples. And I suppose that's the first thing about Story Hacker. It may not be hacky, but it definitely is story. And I think the kind of the overall arc, I suppose, of the podcast is me selling the agency that I created and trying to break away from that world and move into a different world, a new company, storiesmeanbusiness.com, based on that single idea that I had in 2019 that people who tell better stories get better lives. And so we remain very much focused on story in this podcast. But as you'll know, if you've been listening through 2020 and before, we touch on business, we touch on strategy, on marketing, on philosophy, on psychology, on neuroscience, on all kinds of different areas. And in some ways, it's really an excuse for me to dip into all the things I find interesting. And if you've been listening for a while, I take that to mean that you're curious by nature. And I think curiosity is a prerequisite, really, for creativity. And so if I had to say, yes, the first thing is we are about helping people tell better stories. But the second thing is that kind of fantastic kind of composting effect we get when we spend a few minutes each day being exposed to different ideas. Being exposed to different ideas is a massive part of what Story Hacker has become for me. And as I've said in previous episodes, you know, it's become the kind of core engine of my creative process. It's how I do my thinking. It's it's how I, you know, create new insights to help my clients tell better stories. But there's something else. There's a third thing, I think, that matters for us if we're committed to making businesses that matter, and that is simply having a long-term view of the world. You know, for reasons that we all understand, we do live in a world of tips and tactics and hacks, but that's not the kind of business I want to build. And if you're listening to this, my guess is that's not the business you want to build either. And I think one of the fantastic things that comes out of standing here for 5 or 10 minutes every day is that we see certain themes coming round and round again. And if you're like me, I've talked about this before as well, if you're like me, it can often take a long time for the really big lessons to sink in. And I think if I look back through the 470 odd episodes of the podcast, it's really fascinating to look at the certain themes that loop round, back round again. And I think if we're interested in building businesses that last, businesses that matter, if we're interested in serving our clients and the wider community, we have to recognise that these things take time. So in one sense, I hope that I'm sort of a proxy figure for you, because it's pretty much guaranteed that whoever you are and whatever you're doing, things aren't necessarily changing or growing or as fast as you would hope. And I think one of the things that I can see from the podcast, and I'm sure it's very evident to you listening, is that this process is taking time. This process of building a new company is taking time, of finding the right words, of finding the right messages, you know, of helping my clients tell stories that build connection, credibility and trust. You know, all of the stuff that we've talked about, that we talked about in 2020, it takes time to figure that stuff out. It takes composting. It takes telling stories to work out how we present ourselves as a business. And I hope that in some small way, Story Hacker has become a little part of your routine. You know, 4 or 5 or 10 minutes a day where you get to think about something a bit different. And that stuff layers into your head, and maybe it's not actionable straight away for you, but it becomes part of this fantastic composting. And over time, of course, what we see, whether you're doing a podcast, you're building a business, or you're writing a thriller — I'm on my third thriller again this year — is that these things compound. And the deeper we go, the further we get away from that kind of short-term tactic, fast fixes, you know, strategy of the week kind of idea, because we're here to build something that lasts, something that matters, and something that helps people. So thanks for listening to the first podcast of 2021. Tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit — I mean, you know, typically we should talk about New Year's resolutions, right? Well, I don't have any New Year's resolutions, but I am going to start learning a new skill this year. But I want to tell you exactly how I'm going to do that, because it's very much adjacent to what I've been doing in 2020. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's going to work. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.